Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A home invasion turned deadly. WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there at the scene overnight. Straight ahead, we'll hear from the victim's brother.
And a cold front on the way over the weekend. I'm tracking the timeline for the rain and potentially some thunderstorms coming up.
Also, top U.S. and North Carolina officials prepare to give an update on the launch of VinFast's electric vehicle plant. That event happening today, just weeks after plans were delayed in Chatham County. So getting on with the program, and we're glad you're joining our program here at 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. Our temperature's in the 50s, but with all that sunshine out there, it's going to warm up quick. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A lovely look at the DPAP.
Isn't it beautiful with the sun shining here in Durham? A gorgeous start to the day, and temperatures are warming up quickly this morning. We're in the upper 50s now in the Triangle, mid-50s in Fayetteville, so we jumped 3 degrees there. Still 40s in Roxborough, 46 degrees, but overall very comfortable outside. So for outdoor exercise today, it is going to be warm this afternoon, but the humidity stays down. So not terrible, but it is going to be pretty warm with temperatures warming into the mid-80s. If you're going to do some outdoor exercise maybe after work, still pretty warm with temperatures in the 70s through 9 o'clock. We'll have a lot of sunshine today. So very warm today, very warm Thursday, 87 for the high temperature, and then 86 for the high temperature on Friday. So we have some warm days for at least the next 3 days. It likely stays warm through Saturday. But this cold front, this is going to change our temperatures over the weekend. We'll cool down dramatically on Sunday. It also brings us the potential for some scattered showers. I'm going to show you how much rain we could get with this cold front and when we have the best chance for some of the showers and storms on Saturday coming up. Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Tracking some delays on I-40 eastbound this morning. This is a live look. I-40 at NC-55. We've been seeing delays for a number of hours this morning because of a crash happening on I-40 eastbound. Show you that on the map here in just a second. But there are a couple of crashes all around town this morning. We're going to take you to this one first. This is the I-40. It's happening westbound. So there are delays in both directions, but really the westbound delays are going to be pretty significant this morning, stretching all the way past 885 this morning. Another crash that I'm also following was one on US 1 and NC-55. That crash has cleared, but we are still seeing a little bit of backup just leading up to that, but that should clear and hopefully very shortly. Another crash that I'm also tracking, Rock Quarry Road southbound. This one just popped up, not seeing any delays with that one. And then another crash just north of there, Pool Road heading westbound right near I-440. That one also not causing any delays this morning. If you are in the area or heading out the door, I do have some drive times for you. The biggest delay we're going to see this morning is 87 south from Knightdale, going to run you about 16 minutes.
An investigation is underway in Fayetteville after a deadly home invasion. Police were at the scene all morning as officers first responded to Alphen Street. After 8:30 last night, one person was found shot to death there. Two others were hurt. Michael Grace was at the scene overnight in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker and talked with the victim's brother.
It was an extremely emotional conversation, not only the brother, but other families here as well, just trying to take in the fact that their loved one now gone forever. And this is what that scene looked like. This is video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at around 2:30 this morning. You can see the entire dead end of the street was blocked off. Investigators did a thorough search inside the home as well as outside. You can see all the lights that they had out there. Now, at one point, there were even family members walking past the crime tape trying to get more answers. This is what the brother said about the loss.
As you know, my brother, oldest by that, it was like Superman, you know what I'm saying? You know, you look up to your big brothers and stuff, they're like Superman, they're your superhero, Mr. Indestructible, stuff like that. So when I heard about it, I was in very much disbelief.
Noel also told me that his brother has a son. He's still just trying to figure out how he's going to break that news to the son. Right now, we're still working with investigators to find out how many people were involved in this home invasion and find out if anybody is in custody at this time. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Governor Roy Cooper is headed to Sanford today to meet with leaders of VinFast, the electric car company building a new factory in Chatham County. They'll be at Central Carolina Community College to get a firsthand look at VinFast's cars. The company announced this week its second shipment from its factory in Vietnam is headed to North America. It'll be a while before VinFast's new factory in Chatham County is up and running, though. The company recently delayed production there until 2025. WREL will have a team at today's event, and you can expect coverage in our later newscasts.
Eight NC State students are waking up in temporary housing this morning after a campus dorm flooded. A central campus-wide power outage caused a pipe to burst inside Tucker Hall yesterday. You can see the water covering the floor there. Four rooms were damaged. Students say the timing couldn't be worse, with finals just days away.
I was in the middle of doing homework, and I smelled gas and smoke. So I got up, and then the fire drill went off. And then come out here, hanging out here for about 30 minutes, and then I walk back in and see water is just flooding the hallway.
NC State is bringing in cleanup crews to deal with the damage. It's not clear when the students will be able to return to their rooms.
Investigators spent hours on the scene of a serious crash in Wake County this morning. It happened just after 1:30 this morning at Durant Road near Stormy Gale Road. WRL's Naya Harden worked to get information about what could have caused this.
Breaking news overnight, what we know about a serious car crash in Raleigh.
There is a suspect in custody this morning after an employee was stabbed at Nash Produce. We got new pictures overnight showing deputies arresting Christian Perez. Hours after that attack is when this happened. Investigators say he was found at a building behind a gas station. According to Sheriff Stone, Perez got into a fight with his supervisor and stabbed that person in the back. That person was taken to the hospital, and WRL is working to learn more about the condition.
A funeral is planned today for the 15-year-old girl killed in that pool party shooting that left five others hurt in Goldsboro. A visitation for Joanna Pearsall begins at noon at the Bear Creek Association headquarters. The service starts at 1 in the same location. WRL is told the event will include a horse-drawn carriage. Joanna will be buried in a purple casket, her favorite color. As for the shooting investigation, police have yet to make any arrests.
The 84-year-old white man accused of shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell will be arraigned today. Kansas City authorities say Andrew Lester is currently out of jail on bond after turning himself in to police yesterday. He is facing two felony charges in the April 13th shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. Investigators say Yarl was shot in the head and the arm after going to the wrong address to pick up his siblings. According to documents, Lester fired his gun immediately after answering the door. Yarl survived, but his recovery is expected to be long.
The Supreme Court is facing a deadline of 11:59 tonight to reach a decision about a key abortion drug. Justices are considering what to do about mifepristone. A federal judge in Texas ruled earlier this month that the FDA should not have approved it back in 2000. Last week, Justice Samuel Alito put a temporary hold on the decision, giving the deadline of tonight for that decision. A group of doctors opposed to abortion wrote in a filing that regulators disregarded red flags in their own safety data when they approved the drug.
Carolina Hurricanes will try to add to their one-game lead as they embark on the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's early yet. They face off the New York Islanders in Game 2 tonight at PNC Arena. Canes took Game 1 in the best-of-seven series Monday night. 2-1 was the final there. Puck drop for tonight's game is at 7 o'clock.
Coming up, reaction to a bill filed in North Carolina to ban public drag shows, making them a crime. We hear from people on both sides of the controversial bill.
And we also break down the new push to reduce social media addiction among teens.
We have beautiful weather for today. Nice and warm, 85. We'll stay in the 80s through Friday. A cold front over the weekend brings us some rain. I'll show you how much rain we could get with this cold front coming up.
You're looking live at Lewisburg, just bathed in sunshine right now. And we appreciate you watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. I think everyone's just in a great mood knowing what a beautiful day that we're going to have with this nice weather, Amy, all week.
Yes, we've had fabulous weather for the whole week. Temperatures starting to warm up this afternoon. It's 57 degrees right now in Raleigh, the dew point at 48, so we have some very dry air in place. It doesn't feel humid at all. Temperatures will warm into the mid-80s this afternoon, so it is going to be warm, but the dew point stays low, so the humidity stays very low. We'll make our way up to 85 in Raleigh and in Durham, perhaps 87 for the high temperature. In Fayetteville, certainly above normal for this time of year. Our normal high typically in the mid-70s. We'll stay above normal for the next several days in the 80s for high temperatures through at least Friday. We'll get close to 80 on Saturday, 79 for the high. But look at that temperature turnaround, dropping to 68 on Sunday. That's all thanks to a cold front that will likely bring us some rain on Saturday. We have scattered showers, maybe a few storms in the forecast Saturday, but Sunday is dry. No rain in the forecast for the second half of the weekend. Now, the rain timeline for Saturday is going to be late in the day, late afternoon, late evening. We'll have some scattered showers and some storms. It's going to be pretty windy as well. And then Sunday, it is cooler, less humid, but it is a dry finish to the weekend. Just keep in mind it is not a washout this weekend. It's really the second half of the day Saturday. So if you have some outdoor plans Saturday, you're fine the first half of the day. The best chance for rain anywhere from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We could get up to about 6/10 of an inch of rain, maybe a little bit higher in a few spots to get some heavier downpours. But if you're running the Tar Heel 10-miler, we have a few people from the TV station running that. It's going to be pretty nice. Temperatures will be in the 60s, and it will be dry for the first half of Saturday, so you don't have to worry about any rain. It'll be just a little bit more muggy compared to the next few days, but it's not going to be terrible. Saturday for Brugaloo. If you're headed there Friday evening, it's fine, but then Saturday, just kind of keep an eye on the radar. Have the WRL weather app, because we will have some scattered showers and storms moving in the second half of the day. Our highest chance for rain between 5 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and temperatures will be cooling down into the upper 50s by 9 o'clock in the evening. And then beautiful weather Sunday, perfect weather for the Durham Earth Day Festival, plenty of sunshine. Temperatures will be in the 60s, low 60s at 11 o'clock, and then highs will climb into the upper 60s. So certainly cooler as we wrap up the weekend, and that trend continues into next week. So some warm days for the next 4 days or so, and then cooler behind the front, 68 on Sunday, 64 for the high on Monday, and 66 on Tuesday. And look at some of those morning lows back down into the 40s. So definitely turning cooler as we head into next week. Michelle.
All right. Thank you, Amy. Still tracking these delays on I-40 westbound because of a crash this morning. This is at the intersection of NC-55. I'll show you what the crash looks like on the map. The delay stretched for quite a while. So if you were in that area, just understand that you will be sitting in some traffic for a little while. This is the crash here that actually disappeared. It's not showing up on the map, but this was 40 westbound. You can see the red on the map indicating those delays this morning. Another crash that I'm also keeping an eye on is this one. This is Poole Road heading westbound near I-440. You can see a couple of delays stretching on Poole Road, but nothing too significant. Traffic should ease up shortly there. Another crash that we're also tracking just north of that is New Bern Avenue and New Hope Road. This one not causing any delays this morning, which is some good news. If you are traveling on 40, these are some delays for you here. This is NC-42 to I-440. That'll take you about 7 minutes, as well as 440 to US 1 this morning.
Mass shootings will be top of mind this morning as the Governor's Crime Commission meets in Raleigh. Officials with the FBI and Homeland Security will take part in today's discussion. It starts at 10 a.m. The focus will be on active shooters. This comes 6 months after the Headingham shooting in Raleigh that left 5 people dead, plus a wave of gun violence around the country.
The mother of a Raleigh police officer killed in the Headingham mass shooting will speak today about a bill named after her son. The Gabe Torres Act would expand death benefits for public safety employees who are on the way to or from work. Torres was in his car about to drive to work when he was shot and killed back in October. His death was not covered under the current death benefit law because he was technically not on duty yet. Torres's mom is set to speak at 10 this morning.
Dominion Voting Systems says the $787 million settlement it reached with Fox News proves that in their mind, lies have consequences. The settlement yesterday came on the same day a defamation trial over Fox's claims about the 2020 presidential election was supposed to begin. Fox released a statement that says, in part, that the settlement reflects its continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. Dominion says it is proof that the truth matters.
All of us remain ever vigilant to find common factual ground. Today represents a ringing endorsement for truth and for democracy.
Fox is facing another defamation suit from voting technology company Smartmatic. That case is still in the discovery process, and a trial is not expected anytime soon.
Leaders in Grantville and Vance counties will get help today in deciding how to spend millions of dollars to address the opioid crisis. Granville-Vance Public Health will host experts with the Opioid Solutions Leadership Network for a series of panel discussions. They'll discuss best ways to use the money set aside from a massive settlement with opioid distributors for their role in the addiction epidemic. Today's event kicks off at 9.
Local drag performers are firing back over a GOP-backed bill that would place restrictions on their performances in North Carolina. If approved, the bill would criminalize drag performances in public places in the presence of people under the age of 18. Violators would face a misdemeanor for the first offense and felony charges afterward. Drag performers say the bill is an attack on their community and limits their work as artists. Supporters of the bill say it aims to protect children.
We, as drag queens and drag kings, are more than just hair and makeup. We are artists. We are giving the community local artistry.
When you frame it in terms of really these performances being done by minors, we fully support the measure and think that it's important solely from the perspective of protecting our children.
One of the bill's sponsors tells WRAL it was written in response to concerns following a performance at Forsyth Technical Community College, where a drag performer was seen on video straddling a high school student during a pride event.
There's a new effort to cut down on youth social media addiction in North Carolina. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers will introduce a bill this morning aimed at the companies behind popular online platforms. Supporters say the goal is to limit how social media uses the data of young people and algorithms, keeping them glued to the screen. Today's announcement is at 9.
A Duke Law graduate is gaining a lot of attention online after touting ChatGPT as a great way to get simple legal advice. Eric Pesafici commented how ChatGPT can be a great source of information for small legal matters, specifically ones that can help clarify the court process. He went on to say it should not be used to replace an actual attorney.
It's very good at writing letters. It's very good at, text generation. You know, as a lawyer, as somebody who works with words or any type of content creator, I think it's going to be very, it's going to be very problematic and very beneficial and very, involved in the next couple of years very quickly.
Pesafici also says because there's a problem with access to the law in this country, this is a way to seek free, simple legal advice. To watch the entire interview, you can go to WRL.com and search Duke Grad AI.
The chair of the Federal Trade Commission warns AI tools such as ChatGPT could lead to a turbocharge of fraud and scams. Lina Khan recently addressed House lawmakers about growing concerns. U.S. government officials are now working to crack down on AI-driven issues. Just last month, the FTC received a request to investigate ChatGPT over claims that it misled consumers about the tool's capabilities and limitations.
Southwest Airlines flights are operating on normal schedules today after thousands of delays because of technical issues. Nearly half of Southwest's scheduled flights were delayed yesterday morning because of a ground stop initiated by the FAA at the airline's request. Southwest said its computer system suffered a firewall failure, causing data connection issues. This comes just months after Southwest canceled more than 16,000 flights right around the Christmas holiday, in part because of computer problems.
This is interesting. If you have a hard time hearing what characters are saying in TV shows and movies, Amazon's Prime Video is here to help. The streaming platform is rolling out a new feature called Dialogue Boost. The feature allows viewers to turn up the volume of dialogue without affecting background sounds, effects, or music. Work today continues today to find the cause of a parking garage collapse in New York City that killed one person and left five others hurt. The collapse left cars crumpled as the four-story garage pancaked onto itself. Six workers were in the building doing parking lot operations when the collapse happened. Police and firefighters used robots and a drone to search through the wreckage. The New York Department of Buildings says the garage had six open violations, three of which were classified as hazardous.
Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin says he's ready to make a comeback in the NFL after being cleared to play football again. Hamlin made the announcement Tuesday. This comes more than 3 months after he suffered cardiac arrest during a game last season, nearly died on the field. According to the Bills, the 25-year-old participated in voluntary off-season workouts this week. Amazing.
Yeah, just a great update. Here's a fish tale for the record books. A Tennessee man caught this monstrosity of a fish on April 13th on the Cherokee Reservoir in Tennessee. This is not only the largest paddlefish ever caught in Tennessee, it is the largest fish of any species ever caught in that state. By the way, the fish weighed in at 149 pounds.
That thing looks mean. I don't know. You come across, you might mistake that for something else if you came across a fish that size.
It's kind of the shape of it.
No. Well, it's a landlocked state, so they have beautiful lakes and things like that, but nothing in the ocean that would be really, really big, right?
But what a catch and what a story to tell for that angler. After years of searching, a diver and his team have found a submarine that disappeared decades ago. We'll show you where they were eventually able to locate it.
A home invasion turns deadly. We'll break down what we have learned from investigators from this scene.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 8:26. I'm Renee Chu with your top stories. We've had lovely weather all week, and we're just going to keep it going. Today, we're going to add a few more degrees. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our temperatures.
Mid-80s this afternoon. It's feeling pretty comfortable right now. 57 in Durham. We have the sun shining. 56 with sunny skies in Fayetteville, and it's 57 in Raleigh. A beautiful blue sky over downtown Raleigh there, a view from Dix Park. It is going to warm up this afternoon, so if you're headed out for a walk today, maybe at the lunch hour, it still feels very nice. 74, low humidity, 85 for the high temperature this afternoon. So it's definitely going to be a warm day today. We stay dry through the next 3 days, but we do have a cold front that will bring some rain over the weekend. I'll show you that with Futurecast coming up. Michelle?
All right. Thanks, Amy. It's been a busy morning on the roads this morning. This is I-40 at NC-55. Things finally starting to move here on I-40 westbound. We did see a crash in this area, but that has since cleared up, and we are starting to see some improving conditions there on I-40 westbound. You can see the stretch of delays on the map there. But again, things looking good. They're moving again. Another crash that I was following here was just off of Poole Road. That seems to have cleared this morning, which is some good news. I do have some drive times for you on I-40. The biggest delay here, 8 minutes, NC-42 to 440.
One person is dead. Two others are seriously hurt after a home invasion turned into a shooting in Fayetteville. It happened on Alphen Street just after 8:30 last night. Police have not confirmed whether someone had broken into the home or if a person who lives there started shooting. Today, we'll get an update on an electric vehicle factory being built in Chatham County. Top U.S. and North Carolina officials and VinFast leaders will meet at Central Carolina Community College. The campus will serve as a workforce development training facility for VinFast.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A home invasion in Fayetteville has turned deadly. WRAL breaking news tracker was there at the scene overnight. Straight ahead, we'll hear from the victim's brother.
And a live look at Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant. A beautiful sunny start to the day. It is going to warm up. I'll show you how hot it will get this afternoon coming up.
Top executives with VinFast, an electric vehicle company coming to North Carolina, plan to make a stop right here at a local community college. Just ahead, I'll explain what we plan to learn from this big visit.
We'll get you caught up on all the top stories that you need to know. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Appreciate you making us part of your routine here at 8:30 on our Wednesday. Today, it's like you pull the arm, it's the jackpot.
Yeah,
today.
Cha-ching.
Look at this from Amy Wilmoth in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Sunshine every town.
Loving it. Yes, sunny skies for everybody and warmer temperatures, too. We continue to see these temperatures go up. We're out of the 40s now in Roxborough, 50 degrees there, 56 in Fayetteville. It's 58 in Southern Pines, 55 in Clinton, and 58 in Goldsboro. So feeling pretty comfortable outside right now, especially with that dew point at 48, still in the refreshing category. It's not going to be very humid today. It will be warm, though, so maybe a good day to get out and get some ice cream, get a little treat today. We'll be at 74 at lunchtime when the kids come home from school. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s. It will be warm. And later this evening, maybe the kids have practice outdoors. It's going to be pretty nice, a little warm. Temperatures will be in the 70s through 9 o'clock, certainly above normal temperatures for this time of year. But that's going to change over the weekend. This is a cold front that's going to be moving through on Saturday. I think this is going to be the seventh weekend in a row where we're dealing with rain. It's not going to rain all day Saturday, but this front will bring showers and storms and then some cooler temperatures on Sunday. I'll show you the timeline for this front and when we expect rain to be at its highest chance coming up in just a little bit.
Amy, thank you. An investigation is underway after a deadly home invasion. Police were at the scene all morning. Officers responded to Alphen Street in Fayetteville after 8:30 last night. One person was shot to death. Two others were hurt. Michael Grace was at the scene overnight in the WRAO Breaking News Tracker and spoke with the victim's brother.
It was an extremely emotional conversation, not only the brother, but other families here as well, just trying to take in the fact that their loved one now gone forever. And this is what that scene looked like. This is video from the WRAO Breaking News Tracker at around 2:30 this morning. You can see the entire dead end of the street was blocked off. Investigators did a thorough search inside the home as well as outside. You can see all the lights that they had out there. Now, at one point, there were even family members walking past the crime tape trying to get more answers. This is what the brother said about the loss.
As you know, my brother, oldest by that, it was like Superman, you know what I'm saying? You know, you look up to your big brothers and stuff, they're like Superman, they're your superhero, Mr. Indestructible, stuff like that. So when I heard about it, I was in very much disbelief.
Noah also told me that his brother has a son. He's still just trying to figure out how he's going to break that news to the son. Right now, we're still working with investigators to find out how many people were involved in this home invasion and find out if anybody is in custody at this time. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
The Supreme Court is facing a deadline of 11:59 tonight to reach a decision about a key abortion drug. Justices are considering what to do about mifepristone. A federal judge in Texas ruled earlier this month that the FDA should not have approved it back in 2000. Last week, Justice Samuel Alito put a temporary hold on the decision, giving the deadline of tonight for a decision. A group of doctors opposed to abortion wrote in a filing that regulators disregarded red flags in their own safety data when they approved the drug.
Today, we'll get an update on the huge electric car factory being built by VinFast in Chatham County. Top U.S. and North Carolina officials will take part in that big event just days or weeks after delaying the launch of the VinFast facility. They're back on track now, and WRAO's Laura Levine explains the move to delay.
Today, many people are anticipating getting that update on the progress of VinFast's footprint here in North Carolina. Many top leaders will meet right here at the Moore Center behind me on the campus of Central Carolina Community College. Now, this comes after VinFast shared just a few weeks ago that the launch of the new electric vehicle company in Chatham County will be delayed. We plan to learn more about how the project is moving along as top officials with the U.S. Department of Commerce will join VinFast executives and Governor Roy Cooper here today. Leaders say this campus will serve as a workforce development training facility for VinFast. We spoke with Karen Howard with the Chatham County Board of Commissioners about that decision and the new timeline.
I feel good about it. I know that they've kept an ongoing conversation with the county and with the school district and community college, and that is what I think should be happening right now. Right? They want to build a pipeline of future employees, and I think our students are the best poised to be some of those starting employees.
Officials with VinFast say they plan to also have two of its vehicles here on hand to test drive. The event begins at 3 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Sanford.
We'll get a first look today at a major renovation at the North Carolina State Crime Lab in Raleigh. State leaders will join in on a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new drug chemistry and toxicology sections of the lab. They are crucial for testing evidence related to criminal cases, especially those involving fentanyl. That's the drug fueling a rise in overdose deaths across the state.
Today will be the first big test for an effort to protect children in the wake of a WRAL investigation into a deadly case of suspected child abuse. State lawmakers will hold the first debate today on Crystal's Law, named after 8-year-old Crystal Lane. Police say Lane died at the hands of her grandmother, Patricia Ricks. A WRL investigation found Nash County Social Services knew of potential abuse weeks earlier, but chose not to intervene. A state investigation then found the agency mishandled that case and many others as well. This new law would give the state more power to oversee investigations like these. Investigators spent hours on the scene of a serious crash in Wake County this morning. It happened after 1:30 at Durant Road near Stormy Gale Road. WRL's Naya Harden worked to get information about what could have caused it.
We arrived here around 3:30 this morning and were able to see investigators here on the scene. So far, they tell us they are still looking into this. But what we saw from video here, a white SUV, looks like that's what they were trying to get on a tow bed. We know that there were airbags that were deployed just by looking at the video, as well as noticing how smashed up the vehicle was. We're still waiting to get information, though, about injuries and possibly how many vehicles were involved in this. As we get that information, we'll keep you updated on the WRL News app. Naya Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
The 84-year-old white man accused of shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell will be arraigned today. Kansas City authorities say Andrew Lester is currently out of jail on bond after turning himself in. He's facing two felony charges in the April 13th shooting of 16-year-old Ralph Yarl. Investigators say Yarl was shot in the head and arm after going to the wrong house to pick up his siblings. According to documents, Lester fired his gun immediately after answering his door. Yarl did survive, but has a long road of recovery.
A funeral is planned today for the 15-year-old girl killed in a pool party shooting that left five others hurt in Goldsboro. A visitation for Joanna Pearsall begins at noon at the Bear Creek Association headquarters. The service starts at 1 o'clock in that same location. WRL is told the event will include a horse-drawn carriage, and Pearsall will be buried in a purple casket. Purple was her favorite color. As for the shooting investigation, police have not made any arrests yet. Carolina Hurricanes will be looking for their second win to start the Stanley Cup playoffs. They face off with the New York Islanders in Game 2 of their opening round series at PNC Arena tonight. The Canes took Game 1 of the best of 7, Monday night winning 2-1. Puck drop for tonight's game is at 7 o'clock.
Transgender student athletes are facing the possibility of new rules when it comes to where they can play. Still ahead, the big step expected today in a statewide effort to ban them from girls' teams. Plus.
Well, looking where it wasn't, I found where it was. So it was legitimately hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, after years of searching, a diver finds a submarine that disappeared decades ago. We'll hear about his journey to locate the Defender.
And it's going to be a beautiful Wednesday. Look at all that sunshine out there, not a cloud in the sky as you look live at Anger. Another round of rain is in your 7-day forecast. Amy Wilmoth will show us the timing on that next.
Happening now that the WRL Live Center, Wall Street is expected to open in the red this morning. Let's take a look at stock futures, which is an indicator of what could be happening later on today. You can see all the major indices right now in the red, the Dow off more than 100 points. A lot of this is coming after a really choppy day on Wall Street yesterday. It was really up and down. Earnings reports are coming out as well, some from the tech industry not doing so well. The other thing that's driving these numbers this morning, the fact that some members of the Federal Reserve signal that there could be another interest rate hike when the Federal Reserve meets next month. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
8:43 right now. Ken, thanks for that. Numbers weather-wise, just on the up and up right now. Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Beautiful look behind you.
A pretty shot here of our Fayetteville Bureau. The sun is shining. It's gorgeous outside. Not as breezy as it was yesterday. Feels pretty comfortable right now. It's 60 degrees in Goldsboro right now, 57 in Durham, 56 in Siler City. Down to the south in Fayetteville, it's 56 degrees, pretty comfortable, 57 degrees right now in Irwin. The hour-by-hour planner for today. Maybe you're headed out for a game of tennis. I know Renee was playing last night. It's going to be pretty warm, but at lunchtime, still comfortable, 74. Temperatures will be in the mid-80s this afternoon. And then this evening, if you want to do some outdoor exercise, staying pretty warm. We'll stay in the 70s through 9 o'clock. If you're headed to the Canes game, we have some beautiful tailgate weather. Sunshine at 5 o'clock with temperatures in the low 80s. By 8 o'clock, we're in the mid-70s. And then by 10 o'clock, we're in the upper 60s. So pretty weather for the tailgates today. We do have some rain on the way, and it's going to impact you over the upcoming weekend. We're tracking a cold front, and this cold front is going to arrive on Saturday. It doesn't arrive until late in the day. Maybe a few showers in our western counties late in the afternoon, but I think most of the rain will come in the evening hours and then into the nighttime hours. And as this band of rain moves in, we could have some storms embedded in this band as it moves through the viewing area late in the day. So some gusty winds and maybe some heavy rain as it moves through. Sunday looks dry. Behind the front, we have some cooler temperatures that are going to settle in. So we'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Saturday. But behind the front, Sunday will be in the 60s. So things will really change over the weekend from Saturday to Sunday. Friday will stay dry. We will have an increase in the cloud cover on Friday. That's one thing you'll notice, especially the second half of the day. I'll pause the clock here around 2 in the afternoon. Some showers possible. I think the best chance would be in the western part of the viewing area along the cold front. Then as we head toward the evening, notice how some yellows and oranges start to show up. So enough warmth in the atmosphere that we could see some thunderstorms with this as it arrives Saturday evening. So if you have some plans Saturday evening, plan for rain, have the WREL weather app so that you can know if there's any storms or any severe weather headed in your direction. By 10 o'clock, most of the rain is in our southeastern counties, and then the rain continues to move offshore, and it will be dry as we wrap up the weekend on Sunday. Pretty nice weather Sunday, but it will be noticeably cooler. It's not cool for the next few days. Temperatures will be in the 80s in the afternoon. Saturday, still pretty warm, 79 with scattered showers, a few storms late in the day, and then quieter weather by the weekend and into next week. Definitely cooler with highs in the 60s. Adding in a traffic hit right now because we have a serious accident, Michelle.
We do. This is happening on 540 westbound. There is a major crash happening. The road is shut down right now because of this crash. You can see the purple on the map there indicating that road is shut down. We are hearing this could be a multi-vehicle crash. We do have a crew on the way to the scene to check this out. But this new information just into the newsroom, a crash closing down 540 westbound. To get around this, I would say get off on Buffalo Road. You will be able to take that to Capitol Boulevard and join 540 from Capitol Boulevard. Again, 540 westbound between Buffalo Road and Lewisburg, the exit 18, which is Lewisburg Road, that is shut down because of what we're hearing is a multi-vehicle accident. We are going to stay on top of this and bring you the latest right here from the traffic center.
That will have major impacts and affect a lot of drivers. Michelle, thank you. A push to ban transgender student athletes from playing on girls' sports teams in North Carolina could take a big step forward today. The bill, which affects middle and high schools in our state, is expected to reach the floor of the state house. Supporters of the bill say some trans athletes would have an unfair advantage playing on girls' teams. Opponents point out that there are only 15 trans student athletes in North Carolina, so that they feel this is not a widespread issue. The state Senate's version of the bill passed its first committee hearing yesterday.
The effort to temporarily replace Dianne Feinstein on the Senate Judiciary Committee doesn't look like it's going to happen. She's been out recovering from shingles for a few months now. And you're looking live at the Capitol building where Republicans are not allowing Democrats to make a move on it. Last night, Senator Lindsey Graham blocked an effort from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to replace Feinstein on the committee with Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. Well, Democrats want to temporarily replace her on the committee so they can advance President Biden's judicial nominees.
Few have accomplished as much in office as Senator Feinstein. Our colleague and friend has made her wish clear that another senator temporarily serve on the Judiciary Committee until she returns.
The reason this is being made is to try to change the numbers on the committee in a way that I think would be harmful to the Senate, and to pass out a handful of judges that I think should never be on the bench.
Feinstein has already said that she is not seeking re-election.
More protection against COVID-19 rolls out for some people with high health risks. The FDA approved a second dose of the updated booster shot for this group. These vaccines fight both the original strain of the virus as well as Omicron and its spinoffs. The change allows people 65 and older and certain people with weakened immune systems to receive additional doses before this fall's vaccination campaigns.
Spring means lots of opportunities for family-friendly fun. And WRAL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here now with a list of great things for families to check out this week. First off, Kathy, starting with the classic movie Beauty and the Beast, because it might rain Saturday.
It's amazing. This is a wonderful family pick. Carolina Theater of Durham is screening this Disney animated film tonight and Saturday morning. It's part of the Disney Quest film series. Tickets are about $8 plus taxes and fees.
Young scientists will be interested in this next event, the Triangle SciTech Expo. Tell us about that.
Gotta love some science. Okay, the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences is hosting this event on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event's going to feature exhibits on 3D printing, robots, animals. You can even make your own paper airplanes and try them out. Admission is free.
And trying out something new, also on Saturday, Holly Springs hosting a new event.
This is really cool. So it's called Chalk of the Town. It's a new community art festival at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. It's happening 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be artists like drawing chalk pictures, and they're going to be musicians. Just a lot of fun.
Love some sidewalk chalk for sure. And we wrap things up on Sunday with Durham's Earth Day celebration.
Yeah, Earth Day is this weekend, so you can go to Durham Central Park on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. It's a free festival. There's going to be vendors, music, food, a family fun zone, and learn all about how to take care of the Earth.
Oh, that's great stuff this weekend. You can get more on this family-friendly event and many others by going to WRL.com. Just search Go Ask Mom. Kathy, thank you.
An Orange County teacher is helping high school students get ready for good-paying careers in the automotive world. WRL's Brian Schrader introduces us to our Teacher of the Week, whose hands-on classes are a hit.
Robert Ballard says a collision repair teacher in high school got him on the road to becoming an automotive instructor.
I went to Durham Tech and took automotive, and when I finished automotive there, I was actually offered a teaching position.
Ballard worked in auto shops during the day and taught at night at Durham Tech and Wake Tech. And about 6 years ago, he started teaching at Chapel Hill High School. Since Ballard took over, the classes have filled to capacity.
We offer a lot more hands-on training than most traditional classes do, so a lot of kids kind of grab onto that.
Ballard's students partner with local dealerships, auto shops, and even NASCAR to pave the way for automotive careers. The classes offer industry credentials, so students will be qualified for better-paying jobs. And recently, Ballard was runner-up for North Carolina Career and Technical Education Teacher of the Year.
I want to be able to give back to students that maybe don't have that ability or don't know exactly where they want to go in life. So I want to be that instructor for those students.
Robert Ballard is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
You can look at all of our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like us to recognize. Go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box. Cumberland County is looking to offer help to nonprofit organizations working to make a difference in the community. Tonight, county staff will hold a virtual information session for groups looking to apply for funding through the Nonprofit Fiscal Recovery Assistance Program. Eligible organizations can receive up to $50,000. The application deadline is May 7th. Today's information starts at 6:30 p.m. A link is on the county's website.
Divers in Connecticut made quite a discovery. They found wreckage of a submarine that's more than 100 years old. Diver Richard Simon and his team found the Defender, a 92-foot-long submarine at the bottom of the Long Island Sound. It was more than 150 feet below the water surface. The discovery was a culmination of years-long fascination for Simon.
So it was legitimately hiding in plain sight. Like, it's kind of interesting from talking with everyone who's looked for it for all these years, but it is hiding in plain sight. It's on the charts. It's known about in Long Island Sound, just no one knew what it was, so we identified it.
I'm so pumped about it, too. Simon contacted the Navy to see if it would be interested in helping to preserve that wreckage. All right, before we go to break, get a look at the winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with another check on weather and traffic next.